things in London for a change.
It looks really impressive, I would say. It is a wonderful, I think, wonderful piece of urban planning. Transport, but beside this, transport is a rather fussy thing because you don't see everything in transport. You don't see what has been suppressed. So you can only count what the structure allows to be shown. One of the things we have mentioned already, the question of macro and micro. In science, we normally, if we look to humans, we call it as a meso scale. A scale which is greater is a macro scale, and the scale which is lower is a micro scale. I think it is very important to distinguish these two. I would just describe it taking a figure of 1 kilometer walking distance. 1 kilometer walking distance counts in physical terms 15 minutes. In human terms, it counts for a little bit more than 1 hour impression, driving time. So if we compare the effects, and this is very important because we have to measure the effects of this kind of planning in human terms and not in physical terms, and this is very difficult. If I use only physical terms, 1 kilometer walking is 15 minutes. 15 minutes on the tube is at least 7 to 8 kilometers. So you will see the regional effect of these changes here. They will happen around the tube stations everywhere in the cities. All the tube stations connected with these places will have some effects and vice versa. If I go to the rail and the rail has a speed of, let me say, 80 to 100 kilometers, we have a size of 50 to 100 kilometers. And this is a big chance if you connect these regional opportunities with the national opportunities. Then it is a big chance to relieve the problems of car traffic. For example, if you think only on car parking, then you can store cars somewhere else, and you have a big opportunity to make a lot of spaces in London car-free. And the city will start to vibrate and become human and get added value. Concerning the number of travelers, it was mentioned that 70 million looks very impressive per year. 35 million are coming in, 35 million are going out, beside the tube passengers. This is not so impressive if we bring it down to a daily volume, it's about 100,000 people. A hourly volume is about 10,000 people, and then we calculate this figure, well, 10% car traffic is a very high figure, I would say. Then you have about 1,000 cars per hour. This is one taxi lane, not more. Everything which is more is against the city. Because if we agree what the mayors have said, city life is dependent on humans. And humans are pedestrians. And pedestrians need a very, I think it was represented in your design in a wonderful way, need a very dense grid. 50 meters, you have said you have to walk rather far to get the first left turn. So it is necessary to find a human scale grid. You have it everywhere in the city, and then you have a right figure. And I think if it is condensed a little bit, I would say the design is going the right way, but some steps further are necessary first, and some steps wider would be a big chance. Well, nothing has become a problem at least, but the chances are here. It is necessary to become aware that this is not only the King's Cross solution with a clear frame around it. It is a fussy thing which works in the whole urban fabric and in the regional fabric and the European fabric, of course. And if you can connect this one, it could be an example for other cities how you can solve problems in a very future-oriented way. Relieve the city from its problems